We're talking today with Chuck Coffey, of course, from Southern Oklahoma, the cow-calf operation in the Springer area. And Chuck, let's talk a little bit about your role. You're on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, appointed by the Secretary in that position, and also involved with the Oklahoma Beef Council as a result. You and your wife had a chance to go this summer representing Oklahoma along with some Texas producers at the behest of the U.S. Meat Export Federation to Japan, and you have the opportunity to interact with the Japanese talking about U.S. beef, Oklahoma beef as well. Why the interest in going to Japan, first of all?
Japan is a huge market for us. They're our number one value or number one export market in terms of value. And so we were going over there to be able to put a face with the product that we produce and export to their country.
Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you did while in Japan.
Oh, my gosh. We would get up and get the day started at 8 o'clock and wouldn't end till 10 o'clock at night probably. We would meet with packers, with retailers, with grocery store owners, with the consumers themselves that we were trying to teach how to cook beef and so forth. And just had a great time meeting all these different facets of the industry.
I know that the emphasis was on kind of the Southwest cuisine, barbecue especially.
It is. The push was for barbecuing thicker cuts. There's a term they use in Japan called akami, which is more of a red meat type. The way we eat beef here in the U.S., it's a thicker cut. They're typically used to barbecuing more the Korean style, and it's a real thin cut. And so it's more of a slow cook style, just like, you know, you would barbecue in your backyard.
And so the opportunity there was to show them how to do that, how to enjoy that type of a cooking experience, right?
It was. We had a couple of major events where we actually put on cooking demonstrations, and in one of these events, they allowed some of the people from Tokyo there. They actually qualified through some kind of an internet email request, however that worked. But there were about 40 families that came in, and they were middle-aged families with young children. And we set them up with grills and barbecue pits, and we would go around and show them how to properly cook a steak. And it was a lot of fun, and they really enjoyed it. They're great, great folks over there.
And one of the things we've traditionally heard about the Japanese market is that they have a lot of interest in where their food comes from, the source identification, or, you know, the ability to trace back even to the ranch.
They do. Sometimes I think we push a little too hard where we hear people or people talk too much about, you know, factory farming and things like that. And they hear that over there too. But most of the beef produced here in the U.S. comes from privately owned farms. For example, mine's a family operation. I have a wife of 30 years and three children. We're all involved in the farm. Well, we wanted to take and show them our faces over there and let them know and experience some of what we experience here in the operation of raising beef out on the pasture. And it was a very productive week.
One of the things I know that has been really exciting for the Oklahoma cattle industry is the fact that several years ago, the Oklahoma Beef Council made that conscious decision to spend more of the checkoff dollar in the international market. And then there were some specific projects I know that we've done with countries like Japan.
Yeah, the international market, the global exports is a huge return on our investment. It amounts to about $300 per head return on our investment. And, you know, total return for every dollar we spend, Ron, we receive $11.20 back to our industry, which is huge. I mean, you know, looking at what the stock market did this last week, I would much rather give a dollar to the checkoff to get return $11.20 back than I would to put it in the stock market. So, you know, it's a great thing for us to be able to have this means with our local group here, and I'm very proud of the Oklahoma Beef Council from the standpoint that they've got the foresight to see where the best value is with the dollars that we spend, like in global growth, in going to, you know, high population markets on the East Coast and West Coast with our dollars. You know, it's great return on our investment. Everyone here in Oklahoma knows about beef. We eat beef here. But people on the East and West Coast and in other countries don't have the same appreciation for our product that we do here in Oklahoma.
Right. I know that as an appointee to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, you work with the Oklahoma Beef Council as well on a regular basis. But what do you feel that you've learned since joining the Beef Board? In other words, what didn't you realize before you arrived on the Beef Board about what goes on with the checkoff efforts?
Just the value of our checkoff dollars. You know, you just take it for granted. You wonder why do I have to pay a dollar, you know, to some checkoff? But since I've been involved with it and understand that we get $11.20 back to our industry for every dollar that we put in, and that the global export, you know, that's where the growth is in the world right now, is globally. And so, I've learned that it's extremely important for us to either be in these markets or to be poised for when a market might open up, say China, for example.
Right. One last question. As far as, you obviously had a chance to interact with our team from the U.S. Meat Export Federation. They are been tremendous ambassadors, I know, on behalf of U.S. beef in a lot of markets, including that Japanese market.
They are. We worked with them. They were with us the entire time. They were great hosts. The Meat Export Federation personnel living in Tokyo. Yeah, they worked with us one-on-one daily to go out and set up all these tours and visit with all the restaurant owners, the grocery store owners. It was so neat to see the preparation that they had done with our checkoff dollars and putting up the banners in the grocery stores and so forth to actually give them an image of U.S. beef in Japan.